Grace, mercy, and peace be yours, from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. He always brushes his teeth. He always says please and thank you. He puts away his clothes right away when he takes them off, and the toys when he's through with those. He never pouts, cries, hits, or bites, or pulls on Sally's hair. That's a good boy, we'd say. Moms and dads would smile. Grandpas and grandmas would applaud. Police officers would award that child with an honorary badge. The captain of the plane would give them a pair of wings to wear because they didn't bother the passengers at 35,000 feet. Of course, I'm talking about my own childhood. Okay, maybe not. Truth be told, I was a pretty good boy. Just ask my Aunt Janine. She always saw the good side and encouraged it. But please don't ask my brother Travis or my mom and dad, because their memories are faulty and they're really not reliable sources anymore. A good law-abiding boy is what we see in the gospel today from Luke chapter 2, 3, the first Sunday after Christmas, helping us to answer the question posed by a hymn, "What child is this?" On Christmas Day, this past Tuesday, we heard that the child was the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Today, we hear what is meant by Word. Tuesday, Christmas Day, we heard about the Word of creation. Today, we hear the Word of fulfillment, as stretched out in Israel's history and as stretched out on the pages of God's Word written down by Moses. We heard Moses a lot, as it is written in the law of the Lord, about five times in our text today. This child fulfills all that Moses wrote down. And that's a good law-abiding boy. On the eighth day after his birth, Jesus, like a good Jewish boy would be, was, wait for it, close your ears if you need to at this point, he was circumcised in the flesh. I wonder if no crying he makes was still the same after that day, huh? Here's the point, no pun intended. God's Word commanded it, and Jesus, as God's Word made flesh, fulfilled it. A good, law-abiding boy. On the 40th day after his birth, that's the day he was presented in the temple. That's the reading that you heard about today. He was presented in the temple. That took place 40 days after birth. Mary and Joseph brought Jesus, the infant, to the temple, first visit, to present him to the Lord and to pay the offering that went along with all the firstborn males that opened the womb, as all good law-abiding Jews would do for their firstborns and for the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord and to offer a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Or if the parents could afford it, they would offer up a lamb. Whoever said that Jesus was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. The law's requirement of a sacrifice was the main point for rich or for poor. Not only was the law fulfilled for the Holy Family on the 40th day, but the law had its own point in teaching the future of the firstborn. He himself would be the sacrifice, the firstborn of God sacrificed, for rich or for poor. He who would later be tempted in the wilderness for 40 days would be present also in the temple on that spotless lamb leading up to his own death and sacrifice on the cross, who takes away the sin of humanity. The recognition that Jesus was the Word made flesh, the Word incarnate, that he was more than just a good law-abiding boy, was evident in our text today with the, well, actually I should back up. We heard about the angels at Christmas time. They recognized him to be more than just a good law-abiding boy. They sang glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. The shepherds, they bear witness that he is more than just a good boy. They came all the way from their fields, looking down at the child in the manger. The wise men that we'll hear about next week on Epiphany, they bear witness. They came from afar to see the birth of the Messiah, a king who should be born according to the scriptures. But on the 40th day at his presentation, we have two witnesses, Simeon and Anna. Simeon the priest and Anna the prophetess, probably by title, that which she was born of a prophet or was married to a prophet. She was the daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher, as the text points out. These people recognized Jesus to be the fulfillment long hoped for. Simeon picked up Jesus in his arms and blessed God and gave us the Nunc Dimittis of our liturgy. A blessed prophecy given to Simeon, now fulfilled. He had seen the Lord's Christ, got to hold the Lord's Christ in his arms and be comforted that God truly is working. God is not silent. God truly cares. God fulfills his word. God will save Israel from all her woes and deliver her from her enemies. Anna, the prophetess, she lived up to her title. She was not just a law-abiding woman. She was a faithful widow, married for 7 years. And then, after her husband died, she stayed faithful to the Lord, was a widow all the way up to 84 years old until now, always staying close to the Lord, as it says in the text, never departing from the temple night or day, worshiping and fasting and praying night and day. And when she came to the temple that day, or was in the temple already, I guess, and Jesus came into the temple, what did she do? Well, as all widows would do for a baby, she went to it like a magnet. But she recognized Jesus to be something more than just another baby in the temple on the 40th day. She was drawn to Jesus. She saw something in him that we wouldn't have seen. She, by gift of the Holy Spirit, sees that God is in his temple, in and through this child, to buy back Israel from the wayward ways in which she has traveled. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free, we sing in a hymn. All who, like her, have been waiting for God are the blessed ones, for they get to see. And so shall we in the end get to see and behold Jesus in the flesh. She was one of the five wise virgins, if you have ears to hear it, waiting for the bridegroom to come. She had the oil of faith and a hope in her lamp, waiting and ready for Christ to truly come. And in the gospel, in the kingdom to come, she shines like the stars in heaven. That's a good boy. People saw in him something greater than their own attempts to be good. They had seen a Savior in the flesh. Though they knew not how, the law did. Sacrifice, firstborn, cross, suffering, death, open tomb, life, resurrection. That's a good boy. That boy is the light of the world. He presents himself to you to make believers good by faith in his cross and his coming again. That is the Christmas gift he gives and brings every Sunday into your hearts. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.